Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Nancy, would you say intuition is based in the brain or outside of it?
Okay, so in my book Psychic Intuition, I talk about that towards the very end because it's sort of more of a radical theory, but my theory is that the imagination, what we call the imagination, is not this little private, you know, mental playground that we have that we think nobody else knows about. But it's actually kind of available. It's a sensory organ. And what it's doing is it's translating mostly vibrational data that's reaching our body, but we don't have a specialized sensory organ to translate it to the brain. So it's getting to us. What we call the imagination puts it into a format, usually a sensory format, like a visual image or a sound or a smell or something, that we're going to say, oh yeah, that's sort of what that means. And we get it that way. So I think our imagination, is the part on the inside of us that translates what's on the outside of us.
Nancy, what do you call that thing that we call a hunch? What is that, in your opinion?
The hunch, or the gut feeling, or the any of that stuff. I mean, we have more neurotransmitters in our gut than we do in our brain. So our gut is actually thinking and feeling. So that's another way that we're getting. It's our body telling us, you know, you've got information here. Do something with it. And in the way that I look at it, it's sort of in the middle of what I call the sliding scale of intuition, where you have educated guesses, which is like the real conservative, more you know, like left brain stuff on one end. You've got gut feelings, hunches, you know, butterflies in the stomach, any of those sort of quasi-emotional feelings that you don't really know where they come from. That's in the middle. And then on the far end, the kind of the least conservative end, you've got all your psychic information. You have no clue where it's coming from. That's like clairsentience or clear intuition. Any of
that little voice we all hear in our heads.
Oh, yeah.
Who that tries to push us in a certain direction. Whether we take it or not, that's another thing. But what is that little voice? Is that coming from within us? Is that outside somewhere? Is it some angel? Who's doing this? What's happening?
I looked at the studies of a whole bunch of, and they're pretty rare too, studies of how schizophrenics experience voices in their heads. And it turns out they usually come on certain sides of their head, like left, right side, back, you know, front, something like that. Usually those voices are somebody that they know, or it's a consistent voice, not a bunch of voices, although that depends. And they're usually telling schizophrenics more derogatory things than good things. So I began to figure out how to distinguish between, like, a voice in your head versus a schizophrenic voice.
Interesting
and
take.
A voice in your head, they think, is a possible, it's almost like a bleed-through of two areas of the brain, the Broca's and the Wernicke sections of the brain in the temporal lobe. And one does language comprehension, and the other one does language speech. So sometimes you may be hearing your thought.
That thought, though, is it... Is it emanating from within, let's say, that thought of, you know, Nancy, don't do this. It's not going to work for you. And then you decide what you're going to do. Is that part of our brain that gives us the ability to reason and think? I sometimes think there's something on the outside feeding us this information.
Well, listen, you don't have to push me too far. I've been woken up in the middle of the night by the alien voice that interrupted all of my phone calls to my daughter for a year and a half.
Jeez.
After we had a massive UFO sighting. So, yeah, of course. You've got that. You've got, I'm sure, you must have had the experience of, you know, maybe in the middle of the night or maybe when you're least expecting it, you hear your name being called. You ever had that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or what I also hear in the middle of the, this is weird, I will sometimes wake up in the morning to a doorbell ringing, and there is no doorbell ringing, and there is nobody there, and there wasn't anybody there, but I distinctly heard a doorbell ringing.
Me too. Totally get it.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, sometimes wonder, is there something going on in my brain? I mean, is there a malfunction somewhere or some kind of tumor? It's a weird feeling.
No. I mean, there could be, but I don't think so. I think it's pretty normal. I mean, everybody has a narrative going on in their heads, you know.
When we take calls next hour, let's see how many people have that doorbell thing happen.
Yeah, okay.
Because that could be strange. Now, you've been training as a remote viewer in addition to your work as an intuitive, and you call your work TSP. So tell us about that.
I've been working on that for many, many years. And TSP, it stands for Tested ESP, so it's not a perfect acronym. But basically it's tested because in the process, the protocols that I use, you're getting continuous feedback from your client. And the reason I developed that was because I got really... a little bit frustrated with some of the regular types of remote viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, I mean, your listeners probably know about most of them, but you have controlled remote viewing, which was developed in 1973 by Ingo Swann and Puthoff and Targ, the physicists at SRI.
Right.
And they put together protocols. Basically, it's what it's what I call clairvoyance with protocols. And it's the, actually, where did I write? Oh, yeah. SRI defined it as the acquisition and description by mental means of information blocked from ordinary perception by distance, shielding, or time. Okay, so that's it's basically just clairvoyance, but they're giving you a system for doing it. You've also got ARV, associative remote viewing, which is like a binary choice future prediction type of viewing. You've got ERV, extended remote viewing, which is sort of this relaxed version of, you know, lie in a darkened room, try and tune into your target, and then somehow record whatever you're coming up with later. But most people, in the 50 years or so that, you know, since 73, I mean, yeah, there have been a few variations. Everybody says, oh, yeah, they have a brand new type of remote viewing, but when I'm looking at them, they're kind of all the same system. They either might change the terms, they might switch around a few of the protocols, you do this here instead of here, whatever, but it's all kind of the same thing. So I got really frustrated with that. And I got frustrated, and I thought it's time to push the envelope. You know, let's push it further than where it's been, and to solve some of the issues I had, which for anybody who is a little bit intuitive, if you're doing something like with this, the CRV, controlled remote viewing protocols, it makes you got to stop and think. You have to draw your ideogram. You got to divide it up. And then you have to do, you know, A, B, C, D gestalts and define them. And then you have to, in the next section, you know, write your descriptors. I mean, it gets very mentally heavy. And you just say, well, wait a second. Can't I just get there faster? And if I get there faster, I'll give you more information. So that was, you know, sort of what pushed me into developing this. And I've been doing this in all of my private readings for a long time now.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Binge the full season of Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption. Now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.